Perfect. So you mentioned awareness, and I think that's a good word. Awareness. Why is awareness so important? I think that a lot of people aren't aware of how they're feeling. And the reason why we meditate in the morning and why we're meditating now in the morning is because for most people, when they wake up, they're instantly putting themselves in a state of reaction. They're reacting to stuff, to the world, to their thoughts, to their
children,
to their text messages, Instagram messages, Facebook messages, Snapchat messages, whole host of notifications, emails, texts, missed phone calls, voicemails, their fucking dog, gotta take a piss, all these things just like come back online. Like previously, not even 5-10 seconds ago, you were asleep, having weird dreams, and now you're awake, and it's like all this shit's here. And people, the two things I notice most people kind of going into is like they'll either jump up, already late to work, and in this rushed, anxious state, all right, I gotta do this. And they go outside for a second, right? They like put their clothes on, they go, they're still in their fucking jammies like I am, my Mickey Mouse pajamas. And they go outside and they have that cigarette in the morning, they're like, okay, fuck, I gotta go to work in like 20 minutes. All right, I'll probably won't eat. They're not proactively, intentionally setting like what they're gonna do. Like they kind of are because they're going like, okay, I'm gonna do that and I gotta do that. But it's not a I'm choosing to do this. It's a I'm reacting to.
It's on autopilot.
Right, it's on autopilot. So that's the first type of person. The second type of person, they wake up and they check their phone instantly. They're instantly checking their phone, reacting to that shit, reacting to other people's stuff, other people's content, other people's world, other people's agenda, what other people want from you, right? And they lay there and they check, scroll, dot, up. And they're not aware of how they're feeling, which is why it's so important to have a morning routine. Why? Because it's like nice to have a morning routine. No, it's important to cultivate emotional awareness, being aware of, oh, okay, I'm awake now. I'm back in human la-la land. How do I feel? Let me do things in the morning that help me feel really good. Be it gratitude journaling, masturbating, eating some blueberries, whatever your thing is, I'm not here to judge. But I recommend having meditation in the morning. Having a nice meditation in the morning. Perhaps 15 minutes minimum would be my recommendation, or a nice 30 minutes, which okay, is totally so easy for anybody to do.
You mentioned masturbation. You opened that door.
Like half naked here.
What about if you want to give someone a blowjob first thing in the morning when you roll over?
Be intentional about the blowjob. That's what I would say.
You say meditation first.
Renee, what's up? Candace, hello. Hello, guys. Yeah, that's funny, but be intentional about it. And why meditation?
Oh, be awareness while you're doing it.
Right. So there's blowjob, gratitude journaling, like all these things that are exciting, fun, make you feel good. But okay. Why meditation? Like, why not let me just do all those things? Because those things feel good, right? So like the whole point of a morning routine is to feel as good as possible and to hold that feeling of feeling good throughout the day and notice when something knocks you out of feeling good and go, okay, what the fuck was that? How was I thinking about that situation? Let me reframe how I'm thinking about that. Let me let that perspective go. Let me commit to tomorrow when that same fucking thing happens to go, oh, I remember this knocked me out of my shit yesterday. Let me reaffirm. That's the right word. I think there's probably something else there, but I'm tired, so I'm kind of fumbling at my clever words.
You're doing okay.
Let me reaffirm and reassert the fact that I want to feel good. Let me make that a priority and not just get swept up in the negative emotions. So why not just have blowjobs and cigarettes and coffee and all these things that make me feel good? Why meditation? What's the point of meditation? Why do I want to do that?
Asking, like, out of curiosity.
Totally, totally. And I'm
to open their eyes.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Do that instantly.
Right, and that's totally fine.
But that's
great.
That for meditation, you have to take the initiative to not do that.
No, I'm not saying either or. I'm not saying limit. I'm saying have options. But why not? Okay. The point I'm making is, why would we do meditation versus just doing all the things that normally make us feel good?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
And the reason Hello, Renee. And the reason that we do meditation is because, to use something that you said, it allows you to take a step back, allows you to cultivate a lot of emotional awareness. So it's a good analogy here. Like, the best thing I could think of is, I don't have my glasses on to kind of demonstrate right now, but when you have glasses on, the glasses are right up on your face, right? So in spirituality, you got two branches, right? You have self-empowerment, self-actualization, and you have self-actualization or self-realization. This goes down the path of meditation and awareness. This path goes down the path of excitement, following your bliss, following your joy. Amanda, what's up? Amanda Hannah Chambers. I fucking love your name. You should run for president. Two branches. In the self-realization branch of meditation and awareness, one thing that's talked about is your awareness, right? At your deepest truth, you're actually infinity. You're every outcome, every possibility ever known to man, and even before all possibilities. Then the next stage after that is you are God. You are everything. You are this cup with delicious mud water. Me, the little piece of grass on the floor there. You're everything. You're consciousness itself. And the next stage after that, which is what most people usually get to with a lot of meditation stuff, is the recognition that you're the single focal point of awareness. Seemingly, it seems like you're just this one single point of awareness, right? And then you have the mind and you have the body. But for a lot of people, it's like the glasses of their emotions and their thoughts, it's like right on their face. So they don't realize that they're thinking, right? They're not present to the moment. They're not even aware of their fucking environment most of the time. They're thinking, feeling stuff, reacting to feeling stuff. But as you meditate, it's like you get to pull the glasses off and go, oh my God, I was wearing glasses. Holy shit. And that translates into emotions not rocking your boat as easily. Thoughts not coming in your head and then blowing up and fucking you up with anxiety, fear, guilt, shame, right? Thinking about the past, blah, 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 blah. That's why we meditate. To get that scale back, that pulling back effect, and just being present, being aware of how I'm feeling, being aware of any thoughts coming into the vicinity of my life experience, my experience of reality, my consciousness. Huge fucking tool that everybody underestimates. Huge fucking tool. Just that part alone allowed me to stop smoking cigarettes. So I'm just like, I don't really need to. I'm present to the moment. I feel pretty good. Right? Allows you to soothe the painful emotions. It's the one thing that nobody wants to do. Nobody wants to sit down and be like, oh, fucking right. It's crazy. It's fucking crazy. It's like, I don't know. It's like watching an exorcism happen. People are just like losing, like having seizures and shit. So, that's a good preface for meditation. I think we cleared that up. We're gonna meditate now. And it'll be sort of guided, sort of silent. We'll see how it plays out. Thank you, Candace. It is 6:27 right now. We're going to meditate till 7 a.m.